on the phone with us right now, a true master, a tennis great, John McEnroe. Hi, John.
How's it going? All right?
Going all right. Where are you right now? Out west?
No, actually, I'm in New York where I live.
Okay. I was told you were selling a house out west.
No, that was actually, believe it or not, once in a while the press is wrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's hard to believe. I know.
Now, you're going to be coming down here. You've been 3 years in a row you've been coming down here to play this tournament?
This will be my fourth year, yeah.
Now, but you're at the top of the point standings.
Yeah, finally. It's taken a while, but I'm finally in the right place.
Now, were you or were you not a little hesitant to join the Nuveen Tour when it first started? When Connor said, hey, I got a great idea. Let's get us 35 and up guys to start this thing. You didn't want to do it right off the bat, did you?
It sounded a bit corny because, quite frankly, as I've said before, the older we get, the better we used to be. But having said that, when we saw, I guess when Jimmy saw the success of seniors golf and that there was still a level of interest in the rivalry with me and Jimmy and Bjorn as well, it has gone from a situation where there was just a couple tournaments and I really wasn't participating until now all of a sudden they got over 20 tournaments.
Now, was it phone calls from Connors every night, like at about midnight, for you to join this thing?
You probably know better than that. No, we don't speak a whole lot.
I mean, do you still feel, I mean, is there still that rivalry that's there even to this day? I mean,
well, what's funny, what's happened because of the success of this seniors tour and the amount of tournaments there actually is, that has actually come back in a quite a bit. I mean, what initially we're actually seemed to be getting along probably as well as we ever have, but we're sort of going in the wrong direction now.
And everybody gets along with Bjorn Borg because he says nothing, right?
Exactly.
Now, a couple of years, do we have anybody new this year? I know the past couple of years there have been a few people joining the Nuveen Tour, have turned 35.
I guess a couple of European guys like Yannick Noah, I think it will be his first appearance. I think Henri Leconte, you know, two players from France, I think are the two new ones. And Gomez is probably one of the best ones on clay. And then it's me, Jimmy, Bjorn, and I guess the usual suspects.
Because I would say in the next 5 years or so, I mean, this Nuveen Tour is going to face a question where, hey, Jimmy, yourself, going to be like 45, 48 years of age, down the line. There's going to have to be some new blood in this thing to take the reins.
That's exactly right. If we don't get, say, a Becker who's 31 in a couple of years, it's going to be in big trouble. There's no question because Jimmy's already 46. And he's playing great tennis, but you got to wonder how long he can keep that up.
Yeah, what about like a Stefan Edberg and a Von Lendl? Where the hell are these guys?
Well, Lendl would clearly be someone that would be beneficial for us to beat up on and create some interest, the bad guy and the good guy.
Sure.
But he is actually claiming that he is going to become a professional golfer.
Get out.
I swear. Well, that's how I feel, exactly.
A professional golfer. I mean,
professional golfer.
Mats Wielander. Where's this guy? Why isn't he out here?
Wielander is actually committed to playing a full schedule on the tour. He's actually played a few events. He's actually not 35. He'll be 35 in August, I believe, so he's become a legitimate old fogey then. But in the European part of this seniors tour, they've let in people that haven't been 35. So in a sense, they've lost some credibility by doing that, and they've invited Edberg, who's 32, I believe, 31 or 2, to a couple events, which I think is a mistake. I think that it would be more exciting to have some type of legitimate rule. Like, you have to be 35. It's not that ancient to begin with.
Because that automatically puts you at a disadvantage. Well, you're pushing 40, aren't you?
I just turned 40 a week ago.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So, you get a 32-year-old Stefan Edberg out there, making a 40-year-old McEnroe run his ass off.
Well, I'd like to play him, actually. I'd like to see where I stood against a 32-year-old Edberg. I know he trains with Henman and Ruzetsky in England. He lives in London. But I think the concept of using it to be a part of the seniors tour is a mistake. But having said that and seen some players like a Wielander, among others, play when they're not 35, then I would welcome the opportunity to play in Edberg to see where I stood. But I still think it's the wrong, as long as they're going to do it, I'm willing to play him. But I think it's a mistake.
Are you going to do more tennis commentating this year on TV?
I will do the big events, the majors. I look forward to doing the big major events, and perhaps if there was a discussion, funnily enough, from the BBC in England about me doing Davis Cup, so I'm considering that. But my wife is expecting a baby, so it's going to be a problem probably to be able to do that. But it would be sort of fitting since they've been since I feel I should be a part of the Davis Cup, but yet I haven't been asked to be coach or participate, mm-hmm. that I would be doing the TV.
You've been quite critical of that over the years about how tennis today does not have the personalities and the style that it had when you and Connors and Borg were at the peak of your career. What is it going to change? I mean, the women's tennis right now are the ones that have the personalities out there.
That's exactly right.
You know, some of them, you know, are questionable, but there's personality there.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I never thought I would be seeing that in the men's game. And it doesn't seem, at this point at least, as if a whole lot of the players care, quite honestly. So if you don't get the players at the top to care, it doesn't matter what I say or do on a TV. But if the present top players have to step up to the plate and take some more responsibility, in my opinion, because the game itself is a great game. But when you have two people out there, one-on-one competition, you see it in boxing. Unless someone has a personality, they just saw a fight last week, a Trinidad Whitaker fight. Well, not a lot is known about this Trinidad guy. It's clear he's a great fighter, but they're trying to build up and say, hey, this guy's got a personality. It's difficult proposition if he doesn't speak English, for example.
That's a problem. That's a hindrance, yeah.
That would be.
So we have a problem on the seniors, so Bjorn doesn't say anything. So we're not sure what language he's speaking right now.
What's going on with the guitar? It seems like I read something was shaken with that not too long ago.
Not shaken very well.
Oh, you're not making music anymore now?
Music has been, you know, quite honestly, because once again in the seniors tour, then all the children I have are living with me. And, and Patty had done some recording last year, a song for the soundtrack of Armageddon.
Yeah, I mean, but
so that's a lot. That when she does that, she's like, "Listen, I'm going to work. You go home and take care of the kids." So my musical career has been put on an abrupt hold.
Now, does Patty actually make you go home and take care of those kids?
Well, she doesn't make me do it, but she asks me sweetly.
I mean, you'd be out in the tennis court swinging the racket around a little bit, and she tells you, "Hey, guess what? I'm going to go make a record for this big movie coming out. Take care of the kids."
Exactly. And I think that she deserves that, though. I've gotten my rocks off plenty of times playing tennis, and as far as I'm concerned, the fact that the situation we're in, where we have sort of a mixed bunch from previous marriages, it's quite important. And in my opinion, we have these kids, we're responsible for them, we have to take care of them.
Is your house a lot like the Brady Bunch?
The difference is that we actually are having children together. Two didn't have any. They had three each from their first marriages, and then they seemed to live happily ever after without having one together. But we decided to go past that. So I think we're even better than the Brady Bunch.
I think so, too. Hey, you're going to come down here when you're playing on with this tournament, and you're playing on clay, and people say it slows the ball down a little bit and what have you. But when you go on this tour and you start playing guys like Gomez, Connors, Borg, Creek, are you saying to yourself, all right, I'm not playing major tennis. I'm on in the Nuveen Tour, but this is still competitive, and these guys are still pretty damn good.
That was the plan when we started out. I think we've succeeded. It's a lot more competitive. The players have gotten fitter. It's a tough one for me, Naples. You know, I come from New York, where it's winter, obviously, and it's been that way. It's been somewhat mild in some ways, but it certainly ain't the weather that's in Naples.
Mm-hmm.
So the transition, I can't get there the night before I play my first match. It's difficult to try to pull that one off, but I'm playing a lot better than I've been playing the last couple of years. So I'm going to hopefully use my ability to sort of finish guys off before it gets too steaming out there and too hot, because that will present a problem maybe. For me, if this, my biggest obstacle is probably the weather.
Well, I mean, it sounds promising, especially, you know, if your relationship with Connors is deteriorating, that maybe we'll see some good tennis.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
You know,
you said it.
That's right. The anger that comes through from both of you, it can just elevate your games. But, you know, seriously, you come in here, coming down from New York, you get out ready to play. There, you're playing, let's say, Creek. And he goes and throws a serve at you. You're a little stiff. You've been up from the cold weather. Does it run through your head? Holy jeez.
Yes, it does, actually. I've lost a Creek. You know, the only times I've lost a Creek on the seniors tour, and we've played a fair amount of times, has been the two times, two of the last 3 years in Naples.
Yeah.
I've lost to him, and then the other time was I lost to Jimmy. And that's cost me from winning the tournament there. So it's been quite frustrating for me, but you know, Johan lives in Naples, has been there about 20 years,
I know.
And he had. I'm hoping actually, because Johan at the moment is in 10th place and the only top eight players play, so unless two people pull out, he's not playing.
That's going to be a tough one for him.
It is going to be a tough one for him, and quite frankly, I think he was shortchanged in some ways because he wasn't given the opportunity to play a couple of the events in Europe, some of the, I guess you call it behind-the-scenes politics, and in some ways, he got gypped, in all honesty. But maybe some of his, I guess the point I'm trying to make is hopefully the supporters he had will maybe support me this time.
And hey, what the hell?
We're with you, Mac.
I'm trying.
And hey, what the hell? He'll set up a tent out there and sell more of his clothes.
Exactly. You know, so he'll do okay. He's in the doubles, and but I do think it's too bad that he's not doesn't have a shot.
Because he's a great player.
He's a very good player.
Still in tremendous shape. Could he?
Sorry. I don't want to. Let's not go over.
Well, tremendous shape to us.
To us. Okay, all right.
That's better.
You know, I'm 36, and there is no way in hell I could do what you guys are doing.
I think that, you know, we've come quite a long way, actually. I think that if you talk to each and every player that's played, it's a far different situation than it was even 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. March 1st through the 7th, this is actually the season-ending tournament.
Well, that's the other thing that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
I was
actually awarded the Player of the Year about 2 months ago, and it's like, how the hell can you talk about this being the Masters of 1998 when I've been awarded this Player of the Year award, and it's March? You know, what the heck is going on here?
Here's the idea. You walk up to Jimmy, all right?
Right.
After you kick his ass.
Exactly.
All right, you walk up to him and say, Jimmy, this thing you've been doing now for the past 5 years, it's all convoluted and wrong. Let me take it over and show you how it's done, and then get him pissed that way.
But he's a couple steps ahead of you. He already thinks that's happening. he wants to come up with another tour now.
John, we'll see you down here next week.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
You guys take care.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.